Cutting off debate. This is Joff Parrish. The local progressive blogosphere has been all a Twitter the last couple weeks over Maria Cantwell's betrayal. That is, her vote to end the anti-Alito filibuster, and whether as a consequence, progressives should still support her re-election bid this year. The conclusion? Yes, because she's a Democrat, and that's what progressives do. We get shafted by Democrats, and then we vote for them anyway, because being shafted by their opponents would be so much worse. Excuse me? Who did people think they were dealing with here? Cantwell is a centrist. Always has been, always will be. For 3 years, her position on Iraq has been indistinguishable from George Bush's. She's voted to confirm John Negroponte and a host of other Bush conservatives. Anwar was a shining moment, but on most issues, she's right there with Hillary Rodham Clinton, Joe Lieberman, and the other muddled moderates of the Democratic Leadership Conference. She is not liberal. She is not progressive. Democrats in general, and centrists like Cantwell in particular, were never given a political reason to betray their own instincts for accommodation. Instead, they could have mounted a real fight. What matters to these people is getting reelected, and Cantwell never got the kind of constituent pressure on Alito that would make sure she would sit up and take notice, let alone take action, let alone take courageous action. Democrats like Cantwell do not give a hoot about their political base, because they assume that that base has nowhere else to go, even when, as with Cantwell, they won their last election by only 1,000 or so votes. Cantwell really only heard from anti-Alito constituents in great numbers for 2 or 3 days before the final vote. That level of frenzy should have started on Halloween, the appropriate day Alito was nominated, and never let up for a moment, for an hour, until Alito withdrew his nomination. Nothing of the kind happened, and that's our failure, not Cantwell's, ours. Now Cantwell, as with a dozen other Democratic senators, has deserted her base, again. The candidates challenging her, Mark Wilson's quixotic anti-war campaign, and Aaron Dixon's rumored Green Party bid, are so hopelessly disadvantaged in organization, money, and support as to be politically meaningless. Progressives like to piss and moan a lot about being underrepresented in the political process, and that's true. It's also true that the deck is stacked against our participation in many different ways. But difficult is not impossible. It's up to us to build the coalitions, energize the constituents, and field the campaigns that will win us respect and influence when it comes to impacting public policy. That means more than laying out critiques and alternatives and mounting protests and issuing position papers and expecting the world to salute. It means organizing, and it means listening to others and incorporating their concerns and ideas. And it means packaging our issues and candidates attractively and organizing more, and then organizing again and again until the world is forced not to salute, but to get out of the way of the fast-moving train. We can play this game too. It's about time we started, else the Maria Cantwells of the world will keep right on letting the Samuel Alitos of the world run our lives. She and her type will keep right on abusing her base until she has a good reason not to, and he and his ilk will keep right on abusing all of us until he's removed from power. Find a campaign you like. Get experience. Get involved. Bring your friends. Recruit their friends. Stop complaining and seize power. Your move. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Joff Parrish.